Hi, everybody. I'm Ricardo Muti. I'm a program manager at Microsoft working on SQL Server reporting services. And today I'm very excited to show you how SQL Server 2016 reporting services enables you to access reports in modern browsers and on mobile devices. Joining me a little bit later will be Chris Finland to show the experience on a phone. We have overhauled reporting services in SQL Server 2016 to provide a modern on-premises solution for deploying and managing reports in your organization. You can continue to create and use what you traditionally think of as reporting services reports, paginated reports, and we have modernized and enhanced these reports so they are better than ever. But now you can also create mobile reports, and you can think of these as reports optimized for consumption on smartphones and tablets. To top it all off, you have a brand new modern web portal where you can access both of these types of reports, both paginated and mobile, all in one place. We've built this new modern web portal from the ground up on HTML5 technology and designed it for modern browsers. So it works beautifully across Microsoft Edge, Internet Explorer 10 and later, Chrome, Firefox, and Safari. Under the hood of this new web portal, we've also developed a new HTML renderer for existing paginated reports that outputs standards-based HTML5. So your existing reports also work well, look consistent and correct across these modern browsers as well. On a smartphone or tablet, you can access a mobile version of that new web portal, but we are also providing native apps for all of the major mobile platforms. With the Power BI mobile app installed on your mobile device, you can access mobile reports from reporting services on-premises, as well as dashboards in Power BI if you're using that service as well. You can make sure that your data is always up to date, and you can also interact with mobile reports even when you're disconnected. We have a preview of the iPhone and iPad app available today, and we will have a version available for Windows 10 devices and Android devices very soon. So with that, let's turn to a demo. This is our brand new modern web portal. I'm using it here in my Microsoft Edge browser, and you'll notice that it looks very fresh and modern and quite different from previous versions of reporting services, but it still maintains all of the concepts that you're familiar with. So the layout is a traditional folder hierarchy, so you can organize your content by department, by team, topic, whatever you choose. Here I can easily drill into one of these folders, and I'll notice that this one contains a bunch of different data sources. I can use this breadcrumb control to drill back up. It's very straightforward to navigate. Let's open one of these paginated reports. So I'll open this daily store report, and this will render very quickly here. And it's outputting, if we just use the developer tools for a moment to inspect this page, you'll notice that this is outputting standards-based HTML5, which is really important, and that's the key to these reports looking so correct and consistent across these modern browsers. If I switch over to Chrome, for example, for a second, you'll notice that this report looks identical. So it works across many of these different browsers. I'll go back to my homepage here. And let's take a look at a mobile report to look at the contrast. I'll click here, and I'll load my mobile report. And you'll notice that mobile reports don't have paging or scrolling. They always are just responsive and adapt to the size of the browser window or the size of your screen. Here, if I were to resize this browser window, everything just adjusts on the fly. Now, as I resize this smaller, you'll actually at some point flip into the mobile phone layout. So that's what really optimizes the experience for different form factors. And if you didn't catch that, I'll do that again. If I make this larger, you'll notice that this gauge and this chart are side by side in this sort of landscape PC layout. But that's obviously not going to work on a portrait orientation on a phone. So as I resize this smaller, things adjust so that the gauge is on top of the chart. I'll make this bigger so we can go back to our homepage. And I also want to point out the KPIs where you can get business metrics and trends at a glance. You can just monitor them here without even opening a report. And then you can drill through to the details if you need to. The last thing that I want to show is that I can take one of these reports, and if it's something that I frequently look at, I can add it to my favorites. So I'll just click Add to My Favorites. And if I go over to the Favorites page here, this is where I can start my day and focus on the KPIs and the reports that matter to me and that I use most often. One last thing to note is that we've focused on consuming content in the web portal, but the web portal is also where you can manage the content if you have permission to do so. So here on this report, I can click Manage, and I can edit the description of the report. I could schedule it to be delivered by email. I could manage permissions on it, and so on. The web portal is where you get everything done. Now I'd like to hand it over to Chris to show us the experience with the Power BI app on an iPhone.
As Ricardo mentioned, you can interact with your mobile reports through the Power BI app on your iOS device. Here I have it on an iPhone. If I tap on the app, you see that I'm immediately taken into my KPIs and mobile reports. I'm able to scroll through my KPIs, and I can actually move to my mobile reports seamlessly. If I select one, it's brought up in portrait mode, and I can tap through it and interact accordingly. So as I tap through it, you see my data updates. And if I tilt my phone, I'm able to interact with it in landscape mode accordingly. And then I can tilt it back again. My data works both on and offline. So when I first open the app, it will attempt to sync with the server and pull down the latest information. And then if I go offline, I can still work with my different mobile reports and KPIs just as I would if I was connected.
Now, how do you enable these mobile devices to connect to your on-premises report server, considering that these mobile devices may not always be connected to your organization's Wi-Fi network? Let's take a look at an example topology. Because these mobile devices are going to be connecting over the public internet, we recommend enabling HTTPS, which by default works over port 443, so you'll need to enable inbound traffic on that port through your firewall. With that done, you'll need to ensure that the appropriate authentication methods are enabled on your report server so that users can sign in using their Windows usernames and passwords. Behind the firewall, it's like any other reporting services deployment. You can, by all means, install everything on a single server, or you can scale out across multiple servers for faster performance under load or higher availability. One common topology involves a couple or more report servers behind a network load balancer, and then the report server database that stores all of your reports offloaded onto a separate database server. So with that, we've seen how you can enable users to access reports in modern browsers and on mobile devices. Want to learn more? Here are a few useful resources. Definitely check out the official documentation, but also read the Reporting Services blog to keep up with the latest news. We're always interested in hearing your feedback, so post your questions or comments in the Reporting Services forum, and be sure to follow us on Twitter as well. Thanks for watching.